sorry to keep you waiting, but you're my last patient of the day, so we'll have plenty of time. So what can I do for you? Ah, yes. That's an important concern. Do you have a family history of prostate issues? And are you sexually active? No? That's a little surprising. You're attractive enough. No, yeah, I get it. Things have been a little crazy, and these days, who has time to be in a relationship, right? Well, the most important thing you can do at this point is to exercise your prostate. If not through sexual activity, then through masturbation. Don't overdo it, though. Just a few times a week should be sufficient. Oh, masturbation is nothing to be embarrassed about. Does the word masturbation embarrass you? Masturbation. Masturbation. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't tease you. It's been a long day and I couldn't resist a little fun. Anyways, just make sure you do that a few times a week. In the meantime, I can run some tests on your semen. Here you go. Just head to the bathroom, down the hall, deposit your specimen, and leave it on the shelf marked in there. What was that? Never masturbated? Oh, that's, I mean, it's perfectly normal. Well, maybe not common for a man your age and general good health, but it's nothing abnormal. Nothing to feel bad about. Do you get erections? That's good. But you've never... Oh, my. You really should masturbate. Letting it build up like that could lead to problems. Would you like me to show you how? Let's see what we've got to work with. First, drop your pants and underwear. Don't worry about being flaccid at this point. We'll get to that later. Are you allergic to latex? Good to know. Everything seems to be in order. You have a nice penis. No, really. Many guys are self-conscious about their penises for one reason or another. But a lot of people would kill to have a nice, functioning penis like yours. You should feel good about it. Now, I'll also need to do a prostate exam. If you're not familiar with that, I'll be inserting my finger into your anus and checking the walls of your rectum and pressing against your prostate gland in there. You might find this stimulating. What? No, this doesn't make you gay. First of all, there's nothing wrong with being gay. Second of all, your sexual preference is just that, your preference. What turns you on is just a function of your brain. It might change over time, it might not, and it's entirely personal. I find it sexy when guys are confident in their sexuality, regardless of what it is. Do you know what else I find sexy? Watching strange men masturbate for me. Let's begin the prostate exam. I'll get a little lubricant, warm it up in my hands, and now, bend over. Are you nervous? Shh. It's okay. It's okay. I'll go slow. Here. Now, I'm gently spreading your ass apart. Now I'm gently placing one finger on your anus. Relax for me. Breathe. That's a good boy. I'm just massaging your anus. Doesn't that feel nice? Nothing to be scared of. Now I'm sliding my slender finger inside you. There. Breathe. Good. You're doing so well for me. Such a good boy. Now let me feel around inside. I know. It feels so strange. But I need to check inside of you. Everything feels normal. just a little bit more. I think you like this. It looks like you've gotten rather aroused. Such a naughty boy. We're going to have to take care of that. Would you like to try masturbating now? Good. I'll show you how. First, I'm going to take my finger out of you and grab your cock, nice and softly. This is important. Some guys will grip their cock like a vice, but that's no good. You don't want to damage this beautiful tool of yours. The harder the cock, the softer the grab. At least for now. Next, I'm going to start pumping it. I know you want me to go faster, but I'm in control here. We're going to go nice and slow. Nice and slow. Do you see that clear little drip at the tip of your penis? That's pre-cum. It means you're almost ready. You can also take that little drip and rub it on the underside of your tip, like this. This is called your frenulum. It's very sensitive. Do you like that? Uh-oh. I think you like that a little too much. I don't want you to come quite yet. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to squeeze the base of your cock. There. Do you feel that jerking? That's your balls trying to ejaculate. But I'm squeezing your penis to close off your urethra. Breathe. Hold it in. There you go. Good boy. I promise you, it'll be worth it. Okay, now it's your turn. Grab your cock, like I told you. Now start pumping it softly. Oh, that's lovely. It makes me so hot to watch a man stroke his hard cock. I feel like I could watch it for hours. I love to watch the testicles move as they contract and relax. It's so beautiful. How would you like to see my tits? Would you like that? To be able to stare at them while you jack off? You've been trying so hard not to stare at them, but I know you want to. Let me just kneel down in front of you. And do you like watching me unbutton my blouse? Don't come yet. That would be so messy. But keep stroking it, softly and slowly, as I finish taking my top off. Now you can see my bra. You want to see what's underneath them, don't you? Just keep stroking it while I take this off for you. There. Don't you like that? Jerking off while you stare at my tits? You want to come so badly now, don't you? Do it. Come on, my tits. Let me feel your hot load on me. Yes. Yes, that's it. Keep going. Just cover me in it. Ah, so good. Such a good job. I'm impressed with your volume. Now let me just collect up your specimen and clean off a bit. There. I'll ship that off and have your lab results ready in a week or two. I hoped you learned something valuable from me today. Feel free to think back on our session and what you saw when you masturbate in the future. I know I will.